This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A U.S. jury resumes deliberations Tuesday in the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin. Chauvin, who is white, is accused of killing George Floyd, who was black, in one of the country's highest-profile cases in recent years. After hearing closing arguments Monday, the group of 12 jurors met for 4 hours as they began the process of working toward a verdict. During Monday's final arguments, a prosecutor accused Chauvin of killing Floyd by kneeling on his neck for more than 9 minutes. A defense attorney contended Floyd died partly from drug use and that Chauvin was following his police training in the way he arrested Floyd last May in the Midwest U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The White House says it's working with state and local leaders nationwide on keeping the peace after the verdict is delivered. Alexei Navalny's doctors were again denied access Tuesday to the jailed Kremlin critic, despite growing concern over the hunger-striking Russian opposition figure's failing health. A team of medics has been attempting to see the 44-year-old since early this month, after President Vladimir Putin's most outspoken opponent launched a hunger strike March 31st, demanding proper medical treatment for a litany of ailments. Nearly 3 weeks into the hunger strike, his doctors over the weekend warned Navalny's health was failing so rapidly he could die at any minute, as the United States threatened Russia with consequences in the event of his death. The European Union's foreign policy chief says that in the face of the big military buildup of Russian troops near the Ukraine's border, it will only take a spark to set off a confrontation. In a glum assessment of relations with Moscow, Josep Borrell also said Monday that the condition of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is